Here is Carl Story, the Ramblin' Mountaineer. Give him a hand, would you please?
Thank you. Thank you. It's real good to be here at Bean Blossom again this year, and we'd like to thank our good friend Bill Monroe for making it all possible for you folks, and hope you'll enjoy yourself. We've had so many of you people come around and ask us to do this song and that song, gospel song, which we're going to feature some gospel for you this afternoon, and hope you'll enjoy. Here's one of the real old-timers that I put in the first album that I ever recorded a long time ago. They tried my Lord and Master with no one to defend. Within the halls of palace, he stood without a friend.
I'll be a friend to Jesus.
Dear Jesus,
I'm for him.
I'm for him.
I spend. I'll be a friend.
I'll be a friend
to Jesus.
Dear Jesus. My ears shall hear.
Why do what he may ask me, I'll go where he may send. Within the halls of palace, he stood without a friend.
I'll be a friend,
I'll be a friend
to Jesus,
to Jesus.
I'm for him,
I'm for him, I'll be a
friend, I'll
be a friend
to Jesus,
to Jesus.
Until
my ears shall hear.
Thank you. Thank you. You folks always have been nice to us, and we're certainly grateful to you. I'd like to introduce these boys to you. Here we have one up here. It was pulled before it got ripe, I believe. No, seriously. You're going to be surprised. This boy plays about every instrument he picks up, this little fella over here. He plays the bass, he plays the mandolin, he plays the fiddle. He plays with the Sullivan family, which will be here tomorrow morning on the gospel portion. He plays the mandolin with those folks. He hails from down in Mississippi, right? What is your name now? Morris who? Marty Stewart from down in Mississippi. Let's give Marty a nice welcome, will you? Our bass player couldn't come along, and his boy come up and volunteered. Said, I'd like to pick with you this afternoon. Said, I've got to leave and pick over here somewhere tonight, but be back tomorrow, he said. And good to have him. He's all, how old are you, Marty? Huh? 13 years old. Now, how about that? Huh? That's all right, ain't it? Now, these other boys are hailed from down in the state of Kentucky. And they've been with me ever since last fall, and I think these, we'll prove it to you in a little bit, that these boys pick the bluegrass style. I'd like to introduce first the boy that plays the fiddle. He's from down in Liberty, Kentucky, if any of you folks know where that is, around Casey County, Kentucky. Do you? Well, you got some folks here. Let's give him a nice welcome. He sings the bass part in our quartet, Argel Meeks. Let's give Argel a nice welcome, huh? Thank you. And here's the boy that picks the five-string banjo, and he can sing any part you hook him on. I don't care what part you say sing, this boy will do it and does a fine job. Picks a good banjo. I don't know how much you paid for it, but it rings out pretty well. Not much. Let's give him a nice welcome. He's also from down in Liberty, Kentucky. Larry Johnson. Let's give Larry a nice welcome. Here's a boy that keeps us all straight, and we're grateful for this boy, and I'm proud to see that prove to you that there are all types of people in bluegrass music today. This boy is a minister of the gospel, and he likes the bluegrass music. He likes to play it. He likes to sing it. And after a while, I'm going to get him to pick one on the guitar. I call him the guitar picking preacher. And we're going to have this preacher to pick one after a while. He's also from down in Liberty, Kentucky. Let's make him welcome Harold Austin. Will you do it? Many years ago, I worked with a man that runs this festival every year for you. I worked for him just before I went in service in World War II. And I learned a lot of these old hymns that he used to sing back in those days. Bill Monroe used to be known, and he still is, for a lot of hymn singing.